producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, friends, if you'd like to go ahead and give us a call at any time over the next hour, you may. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I just wanted to hit something real quick before we get into our topic, and we're going to be talking about legitimizing Hillary's crimes, and we need to be careful that we don't allow the opposition to control leading opposition, in other words, to actually keep themselves out there where they're actually leading the opposition that they need to establish what they want to establish. That was a tactic the Russians used, and Vladimir Lenin was actually the one responsible for stating that. But interestingly enough, during the break, friends, did you hear again, here's the conservative news for you, did you hear them talk about how the English are talking about actually banning Donald Trump? Now, love him or hate him, friends, I want to tell you something. And I want to tell you something as well, that if that's the case and Donald Trump actually does become the president of the United States of America, you're going to see a roundabout real quick, rest assured. But I want people to understand they're mad at Donald Trump for what he said about the Muslims. And it's interesting to note what's going on in England right now, friends. First, what they do is they demoralize the country. And then what the people did is they gave way and subjected themselves to tyranny. And then what the government did was disarm them. And then what they did is now they're opening the gates wide to their enemies to plunder their nation. And if anybody hasn't been paying attention as to what is transpiring there, folks, it's just as bad over in Europe, Germany, France, and the such friends right now. And it's interesting how those governments are actually opening the gates up to the enemies. So to, again, plunder their countries. And why is that? Because we know Germany and France are actually taking their orders from the military-industrial complex under the direct dictatorship of the wannabe dictator in the White House right now, Barack Hussein Obama. But I just wanted to highlight that real quick, friends, because if Donald does, again, if love him or hate him, if he does win, you're going to see a real quick roundabout concerning the English government, friends, because what they're doing right now is they're stepping out, and I want to tell you this, they're stepping in it regardless of who becomes the president of the United States next time roundabout, friends, and talking about 2016. I also wanted to let you know, friends, what I'd like to talk about today, speaking of another topic, I want to talk about legitimizing Hillary's crimes. And I kind of want to go line upon line, precept upon precept, concerning the crimes of the Clinton administration towards we the people. And it's interesting how this criminal, and a criminal she is, and P.S., side note, isn't it interesting, friends, how when somebody commits a crime in the United States and it's not a part of what the government wants to establish, isn't it interesting how when a criminal is busted, they have all the information and then some on that individual they want to basically hang when it comes to dropping the hammer down and throwing them in prison. But isn't it interesting as well, friends, all the crimes that Hillary Clinton has committed, how is it that, you know, she's evaded justice or indictment over and over and over and over, friends. It's interesting to note that Carly Fiorina this week actually said, and she was right when she said it, she said that Hillary Clinton has evaded justice more than a Mexican drug lord. Just hold on one second, friends. I'm doing live radio. Getting sideswiped here just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit. Hang on. I'm going to pull him up right now. I know I got his name right. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The entire situation with El Chapo is a major government cover-up. El Chapo, folks, for all the crimes that he has evaded and the times that he's escaped from prison over and over and over again, you got to ask who's helping him, friends. And yes, he is a Mexican drug lord. I just wanted to confirm that before I actually said it. But she's evaded justice more than he has, friends. And yet now she's becoming or wanting to become the United States president. And I want to premise this on scripture before we start rocking and rolling here, because it's interesting that when we go to the book of Isaiah chapter 3, it says, woe unto the wicked. And I want to define this, friends, because you need to understand the wicked are those that know to do the right thing, but they choose not to do it. Let me say that again. The wicked are those that choose not to do the right thing. They hold the truth in unrighteousness. But it says, woe, God cursing them, woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hand shall be given him. As for my people, during the time of judgment, and concerning the people that are wicked, children will be their oppressors, and women will rule over them. Now, folks, again, just going on to the topic of illegal immigration and what's going on globally, let's go over to Germany right now. We see Mrs. the Prime Minister, Janet Merkel, over there, who's actually slapping the German flag and saying that Germany belongs to Islam. And so, folks, you also need to understand from a scriptural perspective, the woman is deceived. And I was reading the Constitution of the United States this morning. It's interesting how it talked about the president, and it labeled him as he, the president, the president, the president. And when we look in scripture again, folks, we can see that Christ is the head of the man and the man is the head of the woman. And you know what? Regardless if the women like this or not, there is proper structure. And the women today, high-fiving the women for what they are doing today, a willingness to actually stand up and do what needs to be done. Well, I'll tell you why the women are doing it. They're doing it because the men are failing to do their duty. And that's a fact. But going on to what's going on in the United States of America right now, friends, and Hillary Clinton wanting to become the president of the United States, folks, you need to pay attention to exactly who she is and what they've been doing since the early 70s, both her and her criminal husband. And interestingly enough, again, Carly Fiorina, going back to her, she had brought up the fact that, if anybody wants to make a deal with America in the destruction and to the destruction of America, Bill and Hillary are right there to make the deal. And again, as I've shared so many times in the past, friends, when you look at Barack Hussein Obama, you do need to understand that this is the Clinton's administration tried and true in their crimes. And she wants it back. And friends, we need to stand up and make sure she ends up in the big house, because she does not belong in the White House. And that's not a joke. It's not a game. I'm not mocking. Friends, justice is the guardian of liberty, applies to this more than anything right now. She needs to be put away. And we know that the FBI is calling for an indictment, or at least there should be an indictment called by the FBI. But we also know, friends, that many of these bureaucracies are there actually protecting the criminals against we the people. And we need to set the record straight. So when we come back, friends, what we're going to be talking about is legitimizing Hillary's crimes, friends. Do we want to go down that road? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also jump over to our Facebook accounts, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, and or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. And my Twitter account is BradleyDean1. Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Again, folks, what I want to talk about is legitimizing Hillary's crimes. And I'll tell you what, friends, on a daily basis, I got 50,000 things going through my mind as to what is most important. Where do we need to drop the hammer the most? Because we understand that is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces, Jeremiah 23:29. That's where we always want to go because we want to establish judgment and justice in this country. And friends, I'm telling you what, it is the one thing that is overlooked by every other individual that's on radio or television is justice and judgment. Judgment and justice, whatever you want to put. Psalm 89, Psalm 97, friends. It's the one thing that's overlooked. Frederick Douglass, the great black abolitionist, said, he was the one that preceded none other than Martin Luther King Jr., and interestingly enough, he said, find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. Talking about legitimizing Hillary's crimes. Again, he said, find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. And it's interesting to note that socialist communist Bernie Sanders, self-proclaimed, friends, The other day was on CNN, and he was talking of our democracy once again. Friends, we're not a democracy. Read Article 4, Section 4. Oh, and by the way, I want people to understand that if you guys think that Bernie Sanders is a joke, keep in mind who's promoting him is the state-controlled narrative, putting him in the mix. And his ratings, by the way, his poll numbers are better than that of Hillary's. But when you go to Fox News and you watch a presidential debate, I'm sorry, it's interesting to note that every single one of those presidential candidates for 2016 outside of Donald Trump were handing it over to Hillary Clinton. Every single one of them. And there's a reason for that, because we know that Fox News is part foreign-owned, and we also know that Fox News is actually one of the contributors to the Clinton Foundation. That's controlling the opposition. That's leading opposition, friends. They're handing it over to Hillary Clinton. You need to ask yourself the question why that is. But going back to Bernie Sanders, who's a self-proclaimed socialist, and he's a communist, friends. You need to pay attention to those that are coming to see Bernie. They're the young people that actually believe that we are a democracy. Out of the 360 high schools that we've done in this country, friends, I think I've seen about 68 hands go up that actually acknowledged that we were a constitutional republic. Article 4, Section 4. In other words, America, you're in trouble. These college students are being brainwashed by their communist professors to believe that Bernie Sanders is all that in a bag of chips. Is antithetical to who you are, America. He stands in strong black and white contradiction to the American Constitution. And the crowds that he is drawing are the young people. It's pretty humorous, isn't it? But the joke, again, is on the American people. And by the way, Bernie Sanders is that guy who ran for class president in the sixth grade and promised he would get rid of homework and have recess extended. Folks, you need to understand with communists, they always believe that someone will pay for the bills. Someone else will pay for the bills. Well, sooner or later, they're going to run out of money, and what happens? Just like America is going to find out the hard way, because America, you fell for the fact that we were a democracy. And P.S., the constitutional scholar in the White House today, folks, how many times does he remind you that you're a democracy? We're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. What does that mean? It means we're ruled by the empires of law, not men. But of law, and that being God's law. But again, going back to Bernie Sanders talking of America's democracy during the CNN Democrat debate, he did this while playing games with Hillary Clinton in an attempt to lead opposition again by legitimizing crime through un-American propaganda. And it is propaganda. And apparently Americans have forgotten that our veterans died fighting against the very ideologies that are now tolerated from the likes of Sanders and Clinton in our constitutional republic, as I said. These people are attempting to play sleight of hand with the American people's God-given rights to keep and bear arms. That's one of the main objectives here, friends, is to disarm you. They're doing it in Georgia right now. They're attempting to pass legislation to shut down high-powered weapons. But friends, I got a question for you concerning that topic. Why is it that the government can have them when you are the government, but the peasants, you can't have them? And you see this government today, friends, setting themselves against you in an un-American, unconstitutional fashion. And folks, you need to understand too, that while these are playing sleight of hand with your God-given rights, they're only doing that in hopes that someone actually believe that they are what they are attempting to debate away is actually legitimate. In fact, it is not legitimate. We hear of Hillary talking of her transparency, friends. We know what her transparency is because we're judging her by her criminal fruit. And speaking of transparency, like her counterpart, Barack Hussein Obama, criminal-in-chief, you do need to keep in mind, friends, that 70% of Barack Hussein Obama's Twitter accounts, 70% of his Twitter account was completely fabricated. 70%. See, that's one of the Saul Alinsky, and by the way, Hillary Clinton is a Saul Alinsky disciple herself. She'll tell you that. That's one of the tactics they like to use. They want you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. That's why they create these numbers, and that's exactly what he did. But if you didn't know, 56% of Hillary Clinton's Twitter account is just as fake as Barack Hussein Obama's. And we know that because when she first came out to announce that she was running for president in Iowa, sometime back, do you remember rightly, friends? Nobody showed up, literally, except the state-controlled narrative, to try to blow her up into something that she's not. And again, friends, why is everybody talking about Hillary Clinton when, in fact, Bernie Sanders has beaten her in the polls? Because Bernie Sanders is being used as a useful idiot. He just doesn't realize that. Just like any other individual, they don't realize that they're the useful idiot until it's too late. Hillary Clinton has been exposed for having more than 2 million fake followers on her Twitter account. And it gets worse because she's now buying fake Facebook fans. Did you hear what I said? She's buying fake Facebook fans. I thought she was broke, friends. Here we go again. But in 2016, friends, if for some reason she gets the opportunity to become the president of the United States of America, don't tell me I didn't tell you. Because I've been telling you for 15 years, America. I've stayed my course. I haven't wavered from my course, and I'm not going to waver from my course. I'm giving you the answer that nobody else wants to give you, and the answer is justice and judgment. She needs to be indicted, and she needs to be charged. And if anybody wants to block that indictment, then we need to deal with them accordingly as well. But folks, I'm talking about the fact that a large percentage of her Twitter account is completely fake, and now she's buying up fake Facebook fans. According to her Twitter account, as of April 14th of 2015, Clinton had 3,351,547 Twitter followers. However, as the Daily Mail reports, according to two popular online measure tools, no more than 44% of her Twitter fan base consists of real people who are active in using the social media platform. How come the state-controlled media is not getting behind this? How come they're not telling you this, friends? Because she's a part of it. She's one that's protected. At least 15%, more than 544,000, are completely fake. They're completely fake. Statuspeople.com, the oldest publicly available Twitter auditing tool, reports that 44% of the former Secretary of State's followers are good. 15% are fake and 41% are inactive, meaning that they never tweet or reply to any tweets. Folks, we're going to get back to some more of the details. Just pulling the cover back. Again, the Lord beholds the good and the evil in all places. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. And the Lord said he'd bring all things to the light, so that's what we're doing.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, Hillary's Twitter account is just as fake as Barack Obama's, and so is her campaign. And what's even more telling was that when Clinton was in her position as Secretary of State, the Secretary of State, the Associated Press, blurted the truth out in their confusion when they reported that the State Department was buying Facebook likes. Someone that's in the press constantly buying Facebook likes? Yeah, because they need to give the impression to the American people that she's a lot bigger and she's got a lot more fanfare than she really does, friends. That's the illusion here. In 2013, the State Department, which was more than 400,000 likes and was recently most popular in Cairo, said it would stop buying Facebook fans after its inspector general criticized the agency for spending $630,000 to boost the numbers. In one case, its fan tally rose from about 10,000 to more than 2.5 million. In other words, friends, she doesn't have the support outside of the state-controlled media, which is bought and paid for and controlled by the CIA. Stooge John Brenner, the converted Muslim, who rules the roost over there. Well, she has a Muslim speaking into her ear all day long, folks. We'll talk about that some other time. The Iowa kickoff event roused a whopping 22 people. Remember what I was talking about during the first segment, friends? When Hillary opened her campaign in Iowa, there were actually more reporters who attended than voters. That's a fact. You want to talk about embarrassing, friends? People know she's a criminal. But the American people, through consent, apathy, and tolerance, allow the state-controlled media to put her in position to legitimize her and her crimes. When you know she's a crook, when you know she's a criminal. Folks, America's waiting to see what the FBI is going to do here. America knows that she's a crook. Folks, she garnered 22 people during her presidential announcements in Iowa. 22 people showed up for Hillary Clinton. Who's legitimizing her? Now, gone are the soaring speeches and the big rally crowds, swapped out for roundtable discussions and meet and greets with local activists, but the dozens of reporters both in the room and chasing after Hillary's van outside were a reminder of just how difficult it will be for one of the most recognizable public figures in the world to hold events that truly feel intimate. On Tuesday, for example, Clinton was seated at a table with just seven other people for the discussion, with an audience of another 15 people. 15 people showed up for her announcement that she wants to run for the presidency of the United States of America. The majority was the state-controlled media. She's buying Facebook ads. Her Twitter account is fake, a good portion of it. Who's legitimizing Hillary Clinton? The American people are, by allowing them to do the things that they do. That's called fraud, America. That's called fraud. Those Iowans were far outnumbered by the dozens of reporters, those that showed up, who were bunched together behind a thin yellow rope at the back of the room. Despite some of the limits on the number of pass credentials handed out by Clinton's Iowa team, each outlet had one person in the room, and national television and photography was pooled to give the American people the illusion that America was actually legitimizing Hillary Clinton. Bigger yet was the press crowd, again, here's the state-controlled media, outside, where reporters who weren't admitted to the event chased down Hillary Clinton's van when it first pulled up. You can watch this on video, friends. Contributing to the feeling of a media circus surrounding the former Secretary of State's Iowa's launch. Folks, it's all bought and paid for. Clinton joked about the horde of reporters as the event opened, telling the seven roundtable participants, well, thank you for having me here and a few of my friends. Folks, let's call it what it really is, contrived. Hillary's campaign and support is just as contrived as Barack Hussein Obama's was, but America fell for the fact because they didn't study the past to know how dictators operate. Remember all the voter fraud that took place during the last cycle, friends. The last cycle. What was it? Stalin said, remember the guy that killed his own people? But that was probably just considered a theory back then until 20 million people just vanished out of thin air because he slaughtered his own people. But it's interesting to note Stalin said it doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting. But America doesn't know any better today, does it? Nope. They're just going to wait until she gets there, and then they're going to, for 4 years, and then 8 years later, they're going to complain about how she's completely destroying the country and enslaving their children. Hillary's campaign and support is just as fake and contrived and illusional as Barack Hussein Obama's was. They get the right camera angles to make things appear like there's more support than there really is. Another Saul Alinsky tactic. They drum up fake followers, giving the impression that more people support them than they really do. and the American people fall for it. Folks, insider information, if you think Barack Hussein Obama was bad, you haven't seen anything yet. Ms. Clinton is an evil woman. She has been since day one. And she is more dangerous than Barack Hussein Obama. First of all, she has no business being there. And that may be one thing that is for sure. This woman cannot be allowed to become president. And the only way I see this happening is for there to be enormous voter fraud, and even going that far will depend upon the DNC committee selecting her as their candidate. Right now, even the prospect doesn't look too good. But folks, this is still the beginning. This is still the beginning. So we know that her Facebook account was bought and paid for. We know that a good portion of her Twitter account is fabricated. We know that nobody showed up for her announcement to become the president in 2016. So, folks, who is actually supporting this administration? And now, again, friends, I know, Bradley, you say that, you know, it's like, are you having a bad day today? Yeah, I am. Because I'm dealing with the same issue. Folks, you deal with one issue, and instead of actually dealing with the first crime, you allow it to go to 1,180 like the president today, and then you wonder why he got that far. Because you didn't deal with the first one. And yes, I know that the state-controlled media is here to oppress you, to get you in a state of confusion. I understand all that. But what we need to do is stop and think, and when a crime is committed, the first crime, Article 2, Section 4, we deal with the individual, regardless of who they are, concerning those that we've entrusted to represent we, the people of delegated authorities that came from us to them, and we deal with them on the first offense. And see, what happens is they come out with one, then a snowball effect takes place, and before you know it, there's 15 scandals. And then all of a sudden, we're trying to figure out what's going on, and then the American people are led to believe there's nothing that you can do about it. Well, the fact of the matter is, if you would have dealt with the first one, you wouldn't have been to 1,180 transgressions. And see, the message is being sent to you that they can do what they want to do because the American people are letting them do what they want to do. But the message that America needs to send is we will not tolerate your crime on the first offense, even to the smallest of infractions. And if you do it, we're going to deal with you. And that's the message that needs to be sent to those that are corrupting our system. And until that message is sent, nothing's going to change in this country, friends. Because this government, again, is the illusion is that they are there and they are set in place to actually represent and protect the interests of the American people, when in fact the opposite is true. Over the weekend, I spent all weekend for 2 hours on Saturday showing the American people crime after crime, state after state, rep after rep. And I highlighted those crimes because I want you to understand that you never hear about those, because the media doesn't want you to hear about those, because they don't want you to be encouraged that you can actually do something about the problem by actually enforcing the laws under judgment to establish the righteousness in which we want and we desire in this country. And folks, I know I say this, but I need you to understand that they're only doing what you let them get away with. That is a fact. That is true. And here you're dealing with less than 1.7% of the population that are being used, along with the lying state-controlled media, to destroy 318 million people. Do the math. And it shows you who's behind it. America is under judgment, no question about it. No question about it. And again, America, I want to say this now. You can record this, you can play it a million times over. If you lay down during this time and you allow this to transpire where she gets into the White House, don't tell me I didn't tell you. I'm telling you, if you think you've seen anything yet, you haven't. You want to see a full frontal attack? You think Barack Hussein Obama did it? And he has. And again, 7 years later, here we are. And folks, just think about this. He's got one more year to go ahead and transgress at will, because the American people have given him a pass to go ahead and do so. Bradley, do you hate us? No, I don't hate you at all. I love you with my heart. I know what it's going to take to get to the other side of this. I've been attacked by these jokers, these criminals. And I'm telling you, friends, they're not playing games. And I want to let you know something. Neither am I.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
You know, it's interesting, friends, and I want to just kind of bring it to this because people do need to understand. You know, but Bradley, it's just not that simple. It's just, whenever you have an objection towards your duty, it's because you're looking to evade duty. It's really that simple. Well, you know what? I get this every day. Bradley, why don't we have this guy on the radio? And why don't we have this guy on the radio? And why don't we have, why? So he can tell us the specificity concerning their crimes? I don't need to know it. You know they broke the law. I know they broke the law. What we need is justice. I don't need some guy to get on the radio with me to show everybody how smart he is. He wants to show you his eloquence. He wants to show you his knowledge. We already have the knowledge. We already know what's wrong. We don't need to sit there and get caught up in some debate. We don't need to be told the information that we already know, America. Oh, well, we need to get in more specificity concerning the Constitution, Article 2, Section 4. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. We've already known, folks, they commit the act of a misdemeanor or the smallest infraction, they are held accountable. We're not talking about treason, which does talk about that in the Constitution as well. But I get it all the time. Well, you know, maybe we should have this guy on the radio, and maybe we should have this guy. No. This isn't conservative radio. I mean to give you the answer here. I mean to exhibit by leadership, by following the Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1, as how to do what needs to be done. We're not paper tigers here, friends. If you want paper tigers, go listen to Fox News. And then when you're confused and you find that you can't go any further backwards than you already are, again, friends, don't tell me I didn't tell you. Well, Bradley, maybe we should just get into maybe more of this. You know, it seems like your message is it's so condemning. Condemning to who? That love the darkness rather than the light, lest their deeds should be reproved? John 3:18? Yeah, I get it. It's not condemning to those that are actually out there doing something about the problem. No, this is encouraging. This is a word of exhortation and edification. That someone's holding up the banner and saying, hey, this is what needs to be done, rather than watching Trey Gowdy or Daryl Issa talk big and bad and bring forth absolutely null, zero fruit, friends. And America sits satisfied that Daryl Issa's there, that Trey Gowdy's there, protecting Benghazi, protecting the crimes against those officials, against we the people, and the finest that we have, our Navy SEALs. That's exactly what's going on in this country, friends. They're protecting themselves. And as I shared with you on Saturday, they're making out like bandits, friends, on the backs of the American stupidity that tolerate their crimes on a 24/7 basis. There's no other way to say it. It's not difficult. We know what the problem is. Hillary Clinton legitimizing the crimes. Chinagate. We have Travelgate. We have the Travelgate scandal. We have the Watergate scandal. We have the murder of Vince Foster. We have the Filegate scandal. We have the Lootergate scandal. We have the drug dealer donor scandal. We have the Ponzi scheme and political favor scandal. Folks, we're running out of gates and we're running out of scandals. There's only so many letters in the ABCs, friends. And they've already exhausted them. And now she's running for the president of the United States of America. And she has no business doing that, first and foremost. And secondly, again, going back to the best that we have, the church isn't talking about it. And this is their purpose, by the way. And secondly, the conservatives don't even touch what I'm telling you right now. And the reason they don't touch is because then they're going to actually have to go through with it. They're going to actually have to fight. They're going to actually have to go through the fire. They're going to actually have to be polarized and demonized by the state-controlled media the way that we have in this ministry. Just doing high school assemblies, friends, and colleges and tea parties and churches. And then we're told by the people in the professed church, oh man, you're like a bull walking through a china shop. Well, it's about time the bull comes through, yeah? In America, if you understood who you were, speaking of bulls, if they want to go ahead and grab the bull, they're going to get the horns too. And that's exactly what we should all be doing together. I see people on my post commenting all the time, we need to come together, we need to come together, we need to come together. And this is the voice of America. This is the conscience of America. But someone needs to lead the way. And I want to tell you something, friends. I've never sat down on my principles, not a day in my life since I've been saved. During the break, I went out there and I told my wife, I said, what a job. What a job. What is it that the American people need to see and to experience before they finally say, we can't deal with this anymore? You're going to end up like Europe, you're going to end up like England, and then it's going to be too late. Folks, I'm here to tell you today, and not every one of them, but I'm here to tell you that a good amount of your representatives in this country are not there serving you, the people. They are protecting themselves concerning their crimes against you, and they have bureaucracies actually protecting them from you, friends. And Hillary Clinton is a prime, Bill Clinton is a prime example, Obamas are a prime example, the Bushes are a prime example. How many of these bureaucracies are unconstitutional? I mean, when we look at some of these organizations, friends, what are they doing? They're not there bringing forth justice, not when it comes concerning their own, no. Folks, this here, you know, let me say it this way, folks, and I said it Saturday, and I'm going to say it again. You are dealing with racketeering. You are dealing with mob, a large, disorderly crowd. One bent on righteous living or destructive action. That's what you are. Folks, is that the fruit of what I'm talking about here? Yes, it is. This is the mob. This isn't government. When you have people that are there to appointed to actually execute the law and to justice, namely the Attorney General, threatening the American people for obeying the law
in hearing from the DHS that you are the enemy, and you still sit down on this, America? You got what you've got coming. You've got, you just, America? I say it this way, concerning our posterity, because our posterity doesn't deserve what's going to come down on their heads. Mercy to the, let me say it this way. Mercy to the wicked is cruel to the innocent. And what's going on right now is the good people are actually bringing forth a whole brand new definition to the word cruelty. By the mercy that they're showing corruption today in this country. Mercy to the guilty is cruelty to the innocent. And America has been so desensitized and demoralized that they actually believe that they're the good people to allow the guilty to remain committing their crimes.
Our founding.
Let me just lay this on you really quick. We now live in a country, and I'm speaking to my wife, and I'm speaking to my kids, and I'm speaking to those that have ears to hear. We live in a country where Troy Newman, who has gotten abortion clinic after abortion clinic shut down for the murder of the innocent in the womb, where they have been exposed for their crimes selling body parts. The American people have allowed these representatives to vote down, not to defund Planned Parenthood, but to allow them to remain concerning their crimes by murdering the innocent in the womb and dissecting the body parts and selling them online. And the American people are letting them get away with it. Mercy to the guilty is cruelty to the innocent.
And you know what's even worse than that is the fact that the one who is exposing these crimes and standing up for the innocent, such as Troy Newman, then he's the one that's being shot after, gone after.
Oh, no, no.
Like, he's a criminal.
Yeah, let me share something with you, yeah. America. The Attorney General is filing a lawsuit against Troy Newman for exposing the crimes of Planned Parenthood. Where are your representatives to deal with that, Attorney General, friends? You are the representatives.
That's right. It's we the people, and we have a job to do. There's no excuse to sit back and do nothing. Do you love your posterity or don't you? Do you love your God or don't you? Do you love your country or don't you? Actions speak way louder than words. And one of the ways you can help us continue to bring forth this message is please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. When you do that, you can support this work on a monthly basis. We're preaching from the housetop things that many people do not want to hear. Many people are not willing to say, but you know what? It's necessary and needful. People don't like an alarm, but if the house is on fire, someone's got to give you the warning to get out, and we need to restore our country. So please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty and support this work on a monthly basis. The beginning of the year is no better time than a fresh new start here at the year. Please do support this work. And also, if you'd like to book Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty, please call us at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, and also check out our many wonderful products online. You will not be disappointed with the truth that you will receive.
The world is a dangerous place to live, not because of the people who are evil, but because of the people who don't do anything about it. Folks, we do love you. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.